Blog Talk Radio.
Tune in, tune up, and enjoy. It's the Generation Z and Beyond Show. Hey, we're here to learn, encourage, inform, and lift spirits with laughter and pure joy. You know, time is one of our most valuable assets. We all get 24 hours. Use it wisely.
With that said, spend the next few minutes with me, Sonia B. Ivana, Miss Cheryl, you're both there?
I am. How are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. It's great to hear you guys' voices. I really miss talking to you guys, being with you guys. So, Cheryl, what's been going on? I hear you have a new segment on Monday nights.
I do. African American News and Views. I love it.
I've listened. I've heard. You sound great.
Thank
you. So, Miss Ivana, what have
you
been up to?
Oh, nothing much. We just had fall break, so I was hanging out with my best friend, Shayla. And I know this sounds a little cheesy, but I just bought some new books, so I'm pretty happy.
Well, that's pretty cool.
It is.
Cool.
So
welcome
you've
back.
On vacation.
I have, and I loved every minute of it. Lord knows I could pack up and leave today and go. And I thought about that because I was in Alabama, and all I could think about was that song, Oh, Susanna. Going to Alabama with a banjo on my knee. And I'm saying, I don't need a banjo. I'm just going to sit here on the balcony and look at the beach. I didn't see anything else about Alabama that was appealing except the beach.
Oh, my goodness. I wish you could have brought the beach back with you. It's chilly here.
It is. And today
it's
pretty cold, especially this morning. Well, other people said, oh, no, it's not cold. But with the wind,
yeah,
I was cold.
It was pretty cold.
Yeah.
Pretty
cold.
Yeah. It is. Time to pull the winter clothes out.
I'm ready. They hide a lot. I'm ready.
Me too.
So thank you guys for coming back and doing the second season. We're here. We have a few new teammates. We're going to cover some new topics. And we also want to take this group to the next level. And I've shared that with some of my teammates, and we got some things in the works. So we'll update you with that in weeks to come. Now, Ivana M. has a new segment in the show as well. and it's titled The Real Talk. So you just wait and see how real it gets. Ivana is a teenager now, so you will see how real and deep it really actually gets. You know, teenagers have a whole different perspective of stuff that we can't even think about, that they've already thought it out, got their opinion, and they're on track. So get ready. We are also here as a team to inform and encourage you, and we want to do a little bit of entertaining as well. We also have Tamia, a.k.a. Anna, who will be joining the show. And believe it or not, Ben will be showing up from time to time. So we're going to wait on that one, but I'm looking forward to it. So as Sean would say, tune in, turn up, stay right there. The Z will return.
I'm Ivana M. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Season 2 of Generation Z and Beyond. Thank you for being here tonight. Here is our mission statement. We are turning talk into action one show at a time by providing the encouragement, resources, and direction it takes to achieve your goals. Here at Generation Z and Beyond, we think friends and friendships is vital for a healthy lifestyle. No man is an island. No person should live as though no one cares, because there are people out in this world that do care. People you can depend on, people who can stick up or stick by you closer than a brother or sister. Think about someone you consider a friend or someone who you would like to be friends with. We would like to share some of our interviews with you. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, I'm sitting here with Shawnee. What's up, Shawnee?
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about friends and what you may consider a friend. Tell me, what do you consider a friend, or some, or characteristics that make people a friend to you?
A friend usually is a person that you can trust and that they can trust you, because you have to think about it. A friend's not gonna like tattletale on you, or they're not gonna stab you in the back or something like that. They're gonna stick with you for the whole time, unless it's the case where you both are having a horrible relationship and you just think it's that you're not really good friends. But I think a friend is someone you can trust and they can trust you.
Okay. That sounds like a good foundation for a friend. Do you happen to have a really good friend that fits all of those characteristics?
I have a few.
Oh. Well, you are one lucky guy, because sometimes it's hard to find good friends. I mean, I have friends, but I also have the people, like the characteristics you said, that are always there, and they're down for me. They won't stab me in the back. They're not trying to be with me for a certain reason. You know, just no alternative motives, just my friend. So that's good that you have a few. Are yours mostly girls or guys?
guys.
Okay. Do you have any girls that you consider a friend?
Next question.
Oh, really? It's not that deep. Everybody, Shawnee, doesn't want to cross that bridge. But that's fine. That's fine. Do you have any adults that you consider friends?
Kinda.
Really? And what makes them a friend to you, being an adolescent?
Well, they help you. Like, if you need help, they're going to help you, and they're going to make sure that you're not in a bad situation where you could get hurt.
Oh, okay. So I guess that would fall under parents as well.
Yeah.
Oh, so are your parents your friends?
Yes.
Well, that's really nice. That's good. Who's your best friend, your mom or your dad? Trick question.
I refuse to answer it.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your point of view of what a friend is.
Sure.
I think you have a great foundation, a base, and you know what a true friend is. And I commend you on that. So thanks for sharing, and we'll talk later. Hey, everyone. Sitting here with my goddaughter, Ivana, and we're going to talk a little bit about friendships. Her take on friendships, my take on friendships. How you doing today, Ivana?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, tell me some of the things you were talking about that really makes up a friendship to you and some other people.
Okay. So for me, everyone start off as strangers to everyone. You have to build up a relationship to become friends, and then friends go to best friends, and then best friends go to sisters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So everyone starts off as a stranger to everyone. You just got to get to know that person. That way y'all can become friends. And it's always a mission in my life to have a friend who I can depend on for life. So that's what a friend is to me. Someone you can depend on.
Yeah,
trust.
That's good. Because, yeah, I kind of do that too. I go around in life making friends and not, you know, trying to make enemies for sure, but I love to get people together and, you know, for a good cause and to have fun, not for a lot of drama and craziness.
That's just one thing that I dislike in life is drama. Like,
yeah.
Your life is not even worth it.
No, you're right. So I try and pick people that I'm going to have, like, what I say in my circle, who are kind, usually kinder than me, nicer than me, sweeter than me.
Yeah.
So easy to get along with because you can just build on that. When people are really confrontational and things just set them off, you know, for whatever reason, liquor's a big one. When people... I have no problem with people drinking, none whatsoever. But when you go not foolish, when you drink, can't be in my circle.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So that's what I mean. Friends, picking friends, having friends.
Also, in life, you're going to want friends who can help you build your self-esteem, how you feel.
Absolutely.
And view about life. They going to help you with whatever you need help with, improvement in your life, because everyone needs improvement, no matter what you say,
mm-hmm.
because we all know it's true. I need improvement.
Yep.
Everyone around
everybody
the world.
Needs
no
improvement.
One's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. And that's great you just brought that up, because the other day I just posted something in Facebook that says, eliminate what doesn't help you evolve. So if you can think that through, it's like people that's dragging you down, things that's trash in your life, and sometimes it's not even friends, it's things, but what doesn't help you evolve, eliminate it, get rid of it, so you can go on. Hey, it's Sonya B. here. Glad you could be here tonight. I came across a book called Understanding Yourself and Others by the author Bill Riedler. Now, this book is all about relationships, global relationships. Relationships are global. It's not always our language. A lot of the times it's our body language, it's our actions, it's our mannerisms. So, the book is very enlightening as to how to build relationships, how to keep relationships. And of course, I picked my favorite topic, that's called encouraging others. Now, I just want to take a little time to read what he has to say about this. He says, you can also increase your own self-confidence by encouraging others. Taking a moment to turn your eyes outward by becoming interested in another person, it prevents us from saying, woe is me. Unfortunately, we have not been trained to encourage others because our status has traditionally been measured by the comparison to others. Most of us are more interested in keeping others down. Not me. That is not my style. But we need to start to encourage. It will make us feel better. It will make us feel more alive. It will inspire us. And it will show that we're concerned with being helpful in improving the situation. And then our status will not be threatened. We can be more cooperative. And I think that's good. But then he touches on how to encourage yourself. I struggle with this. He says, with all the challenges that life presents to you, it's extremely important that we take responsibility for keeping ourselves encouraged. This is the most important task. Many have talked about self-confidence, if it's some inborn quality that a person either possesses or they don't possess. But that's not true. An individual's self-confidence is constantly varying. It's based upon our decision to encourage or discourage ourselves at any moment. So people, remember, we have to encourage ourselves. Once we're feeling good, we can definitely encourage others. If we're not feeling good, encouraging others will help us build self-confidence that comes with encouragement. So I want to leave you with that today, that encouragement is so important. So let's do it, and let's start now. This has been Sonya B. from Generation Z and Beyond. And thank you for listening.
Life is better with friends.
A friend is someone with whom you dare to be yourself.
Best friends understand when you say forget it. Wait forever when you say just a minute. Stay when you say leave me alone.
A real friend is one who walks in when the rest of the world walks out.
True friends say good things behind your back and bad things to your face.
Friendship means understanding, not agreement. It means forgiveness, not forgetting.
True friendship is like sound health. The value of it is seldom known until it's lost.
It's very easy to say busy when someone needs you, but it's very painful to hear busy when you need it.
And I still think you're the best, Ivana.
Thank you. True friends are like diamonds, precious and rare.
Friendship is not a big thing. It's a million little things.
One day, love and friendship meet. Love asks, why do you exist when I already exist? Friendship smiles and said,
I love you.
Savannah M. here. Wow, there are so many different ways to interpret a friend. Stay right there.
Hi, this is Bishop Michael Beck Sr., the business bishop, CEO of Truth Radio and Television Network. We're a streaming broadcast station bringing tools to take you to the next level with mission-driven messages, best in entertainment, advice, resources from some of the most influential businesses, ministries, and relationships, as well as personal development leaders in the world. Inspiring everyday people with a true passion for love, life, business, and what they do best. If you'd like to take what you do to the next level, your exposure is based upon your expansion. Your expansion is based upon your exposure. What we'd like to do is to help you get to the next level. If you'd like to partner with us, if you've enjoyed the program that you're now listening to, give us a call at 818-280-8198. 818-280-8198. If you have something that you'd like to share with the world, give me a call, 818-280-8198. Remember, truth crushed to earth will rise again.
Cheryl here. I feel friends are important. I mean, think about it. How many friends do you have? But now it's time for the mature bohemian and multi-talented Ivana M., a.k.a. Jackie. She is here with the real talk.
What's up, everyone? It's your girl, Ivana M., a.k.a. Jackie. And today, on the real talk, we're going to be doing Crushes 2.0. Yes, 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 yes. I know I promised this to you guys, because I did Crushes Part 1. And so we're going to be talking about crushes once again. Okay, so I have one question. Actually, it's a demand. Raise your hand if you have a crush. By the way, I'm raising two of my hands because I have multiple crushes. And if I had four hands, I probably would have been raising four. But awesome story. For the past, like, week or so, I've been having the same dream, but it's been different each time. But I didn't meet my celebrity crush, but I met his girlfriend because she lived next door to me, and I just kept meeting her, and it was different scenarios each time. But the last dream that I had was about her. I returned something to her, then I met her, we took pictures, we talked, and then somehow Whoopi Goldberg was in the room, and she's giving me all this wisdom and all this other crap, and I was like, how does she even fit into this scenario? And then I finally met him, we was talking, and then I woke up because my parents were being loud, as normal, but yeah, I guess I got to meet him, whatever, that's the closest I'll ever get. But, okay, so we're going to be talking about some do's and don'ts when it's come to crushes. Here's a big no-no. Don't tell your best friend if you do not trust them. Which, I don't know if that's even your best friend if you don't trust them. But don't tell your best friend if you don't trust them, because they could easily, like, humiliate you, and they know this guy don't like you. They can easily humiliate you if y'all get into an argument and go to this guy and say, hey, this chick over there likes you, or just something stupid like that, you know? Now, a do is to, if you're feeling confident, be yourself. If you approach him, be yourself, be confident, speak clearly, and just don't say, hey, I like you. Like, make some conversation, but be confident in yourself, because I've been on this earth for 13 years, and probably 5 of them, I've noticed that guys like girls who are really confident, just like my mom, both of them, my mother is really confident, and Sonya B., who is my godmother, is very confident. It's ridiculous. Which, that's why I love her. But, yeah, be confident. Now, a don't
a no-no is just don't go to him and say, I like you. That's like, I don't know. I don't like that because I saw a chick at my school do this and she got rejected real quick and she was really upset. I told her not to do it, but guess what? People didn't want to listen. So she went to this guy. She was like, I like you, blah, 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 blah. He looked at his guy friends like she was retarded, and they all started laughing. Her heart was broken. I felt bad for her, but I told her not to do it. So if I tell you in life not to do something, don't do it, because I'm pretty sure I'm right, you're wrong. So just don't do it. Okay, and so here are some problems with crushes. Now, my main problem with celebrity crushes is that they already have a girlfriend. I know, that sucks. But if you have a crush on this guy and you know he has a girlfriend, don't approach him with I like you, because 9 out of 10, y'all two gonna be banging. Fighting, if you don't know what banging is. But you're gonna be fighting. I promise you that, because I have experienced it once again. With other friends. I ain't fighting over no guy. But, yeah. Don't do that, because that is just calling for trouble. And if you want a black eye, that's your choice. Unless you're a really good fighter. But I'd rather not fight someone over a guy who's not even cute. So, that's also a tip. But, here's the thing. There's a difference between a crush and a puppy love. So, a crush is like where you're liking him and just, you know, you willing to go into a relationship with them. Which, I have multiple crushes, but these crushes I ain't willing to go into a relationship with because they're much older than me. But, that's a different story. And then puppy love is just like you like him now and then later you'll be like, ugh. And so, just like, don't date anyone if you like not sure. That's a whole different topic. Don't crush on anyone if you're not willing to go into a relationship with. But, with the whole celebrity crush thing, that's a different story because, of course, you're not going to be able to date them. One, they're much older than you, 9 out of 10. Two, they probably got a girlfriend. Three, just don't date. You can't date a celebrity. But, you could become one, and people want to date you. I don't know. That's just something else. But, yeah, I guess that's the end of Crush 2.0. And I hope you guys have a lovely day. Much love to all. Bye!
Crushes. We all had them at one time or another. Or do you have one now? It's okay. Who's your first crush? Or who's your crush now? Just asking. Now that's real talk. Don't go away.
you know, Whitney. Just kidding. What is a friend to you? This entire month has been about friends. The young and the old can be friends too. There's no age limit, no color, no race, nor religion can truly keep you from reaching out and making a friend. Just try it. Every week, we want to remind you that we all have something in this life that we can share. Got a topic you want to talk about? Let us know. Email us at Truth Network or send us a message on Facebook. We are here to bring the best in others.
My company is Rethink a Trinket. My passion is creating, and my job is to get one of these unique creations to you. I enjoy working with natural stones, crystal, glass, and a pop of bling. Rethink a Trinket offers three collections: the Max Lou 2 collection, the Willie D collection, and the Carlos E collection. The Max Lou 2 collection is known for impeccable taste for quality and fashion. The Willie D collection is smart, stylish, practical, and always with class. This is Willie D's legacy. Carlos E collection is created to be fun, bright, budget-minded, and smart enough to transition to a night out on the town. You will love your new treasures because of sentiment, not monetary value. It's how you feel about the piece. Our creations are affordable, beautiful, and one of a kind. Remember, I will only create one. Make that special one yours. Be unique. Wear Rethink a Trinket.
You want to Rethink a Trinket yet? You don't? Hey, visit our online store 24/7 at rethinkatrinket.com. Again, that's rethinkatrinket.com. Just Google the name and it will appear. Now, team, I have a couple of questions. Ivana, I want you to think of a place you would like to live, and in that place, who would you take with you?
Okay. So I believe out of the state want, and so I'm like, really, I don't know any places for real. Honestly, I don't know. Maybe Alabama, if you want to live there, I'll take you and Dad. We can go out there and live by the beach or something.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. We all got to remember that Ivana just turned a teenager, so she got so much ahead of her in life and so many places that she's going to visit and go to, and I get to tag along, so I'm happy because I know she's going places. And Miss Cheryl, you can come with me. You know how that goes. It'd be like, I'm bringing you, Mama, but you're bringing your friend. Absolutely.
I'll be your fourth one anytime.
So, Cheryl, do you have a place in your mind that you would like to live, and with that place, a friend or a special person you would take with you?
Well, there's so many places, but to just say somewhere that I'd want to live, I don't know. So I'll just say, I don't know, I want to live in peace wherever I am. Wherever I am.
Well, that's good. That's such a plus.
Yes. Like I said, there's so many places, but to just settle on one, I don't know, perhaps I'd have to visit a couple places to make my mind up.
Okay.
But I would
That's fair.
Definitely take my family, definitely take my immediate fam, best friend, my Generation Z and beyond team can go. Yes.
That's cool. Well, you guys know where mine is. It's beach life.
Yeah.
I could do beach life. I mean, I prefer a beach in the States. I know and I've seen pictures. I don't know firsthand, but I've known people who have traveled all over and they go to these beautiful beaches that are tropical, that are in Mexico, they're in the Bahamas. I've been to the Bahamas once. But I can stay on American soil and enjoy myself and be good. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I'm good. You're by a beach.
By the beach. Yeah. And I love those beaches that have all the foliage, the tropical foliage, and it looks beautiful, but things live in those. So I'm always thinking, Mr. Lizard, and they just, like, walk around, and people think, oh, let me get a picture, where I'll be like,
OMG.
I'm going to stay in America and see a turtle every now and then, but you be straight up in the jungle, tropical. So that's one reason I'm going to stay kind of like on the American coast.
Yeah, if I see some like extraordinary like that, I'm keeping my 84 feet and I'm walking away.
And they have beautiful beaches. Beautiful. They have beautiful foliage, but it's tough living that stuff. So,
it is.
And nobody else thinks of that except me. Everybody's like laying out, you know, these beautiful trees around them. They, you know, getting a tan, and I'm looking up to make sure nothing's gonna fall out of the tree. So it's like I'm on edge. So I need to stay in my element. So my element is in America.
I actually had that happen to me when I went to Florida for my brother's wedding. We were having breakfast, and a lizard decided to visit. And
oh,
I had no idea that we were sitting on the outside, and I had no idea that the people on the inside had a whole show. And I was hoping I wasn't going to be on YouTube. it was ridiculous.
Oh, no. Which part of Florida were you in?
We were in Panama City, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I bet it was beautiful foliage around.
It was. It really
it was.
Was.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would have, yeah, that would have, see,
I
if
did.
I had that experience, I'd been like, I'm not going to the beach ever. That would have been my experience. But all of the beaches that I've been to, there's not that much foliage. You know, it's just I like the Gulf, the beautiful sands. Or if you go to the Atlantic side or the Pacific side, it's really rocky and it's not a lot of foliage. But I know anything that has all this beautiful foliage, there's things living there. And they come over when they want to.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind living by a beach, but here's my thing. I'm scared to drown because I can't swim, little fact about Jackie. But I can't swim. And so I'm always thinking when I'm in the water, a wave's going to take me under the sea.
Oh, Lord, you sound like Maxine. And they won't take you, I promise. You can go as far as where it comes over your feet, and then you'll just back up a little bit. And that'll be it. It won't jump out and get you. I know it looks like it, but it really won't.
Yeah, I know I sound like Maxine because I'm her granddaughter.
She said, that's just too much water. She said, and I can't drink it, so I don't want to be around it. Like, okay. Well, thank you guys for sharing. That was fun. Ivana M., take it away. Oh, I'm sorry. We need to hear from Mr. Davies first. So let's see what Mr. Davies has to share with us tonight.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Davies, and I'm the owner of the Every.Black family of websites. After nearly 30 years of computer experience, I spent over 2 years developing a series of websites that helps African Americans become successful in the information age, in their businesses, and in their careers. We support our members by highlighting them in a weekly email announcement, we create a monthly directory where every member has a full page display. And this directory is available on any of our websites as a free download. One of the largest advantages of joining the Every.Black family is the ability to network with all of the other members. Members are doing business with one another every day. It's only $99.99 a year or $9.99 a month. You can't beat the price. On top of that, we have also partnered with the Truth Network to provide a 10% discount for anyone joining and using the discount code of TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, when signing up. On top of that, we are also donating an additional 10% to a nonprofit. For less than $10 a month or $100 a year, it's an absolute no-brainer. To see all of our websites, go to every.black and click on the Join button. That's every.black. Or if you're an entrepreneur, go to everyblackentrepreneur.com. Click on the Sign Up button and join today. You can reach us at 919-265-8045. That's 919-265-8045. Or email me at Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at every, E-V-E-R-Y, dot black, B-L-A-C-K. We hope to hear from you soon. Sign up today and become a part of the Every.Black family of websites.
I am so blessed to have friends, both young and old. Thank you for being here tonight. If you don't have a friend, go out and make one. I mean it. Also, check in on the friends that you do have. Let them know you love them and appreciate them. I'm your co-host, Ivana M. Bye.
Our team is a work in progress. We are growing every day. We are learning every day. And we won't stop, because knowledge is power. Remember our mission, turning talk into action one show at a time by providing encouragement, resources, and the direction it takes to achieve your goals. People, let's use what we have to build relationships. Be a friend. Make a friend. I'm your co-host, Cheryl.
B. Hey, I just want to take this time to recognize a couple of people, a very, very special mom. Diane Thompson, you are the best, and I think so highly of you, and I consider her a friend. Never laid eyes on her, but my heart feels that she's my friend. She's an awesome mother. She's actually NJ Christopher, which I've given him a nickname, and Christopher is going to be joining the show, and he's been with us. We've just been on a little hiatus, but looking forward to having Chris back in November. But I just want to make a shout out to a very, very special person, Diane Thompson. On the East Coast, girl, you rock with all you do for your family, for your friends, for everyone. Her heart is so big. But it's Friendship Month, and I wanted to recognize that person. But you guess what, guys? We did it again. Cheryl, Livana, all of the team, Sean E., NJ Christopher, Ben, who's coming back, Tamia, a.k.a. Anna, and, of course, our engineer, Miss Cheryl. We did it, guys. Generation Z and Beyond is ending this month on friendship. We're hoping you will become a friend of ours, a faithful listener. We appreciate you being here tonight. And I want everyone to keep on pursuing your dreams and your goals. Never give up. Stay around those who encourage and support you. I really didn't know what a hater was until recently. I know, I'm kind of slow. I guess I never had anything to hate on. But that makes no difference to me. Absolutely none. My team and I will keep on keeping on. Sean E., Ivana M., NJ Christopher, Miss Cheryl, Ben, Tamia, our awesome engineer, Miss Karen, your hard work will pay off someday. But I want to leave this message with you. Be kind, be compassionate, be strong, yet respectful. You want respect, give it and earn it. We all get 24 hours, and you share time with us. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And I'm Sonia B., and until next time, we wish you peace and blessings.
Say the word today is in a desperate situation.